Magic's bets in the cut, got the game on lock. Flipping dimes, calling shots, every move non-stop. 615, parlay slayer, player odds like dice. In the trap house, betting lines, make your racks feel nice. Pushing the line, we don't fold, don't shy. Cashing tickets, counting green to the sky. On the podcast, we ball, roll the spread. Money talk, never walk, bets ahead. Parlay slayer, stacking chips like bricks. Magic's calling plays, makes the scheme so slick. Numbers on the board, all these digits don't lie. In this trap house, sports best we fly. Pushing the line, we don't fall, don't shy. Cashing tickets, counting green to the sky. On the podcast, we ball, roll the spread. Money talk, never walk, bets ahead. Got your bankroll rising like the early morning sun. From parlays to straight plays, we stunt. Twisted stats, breaking news, all for the gain. In this world of odds, we reign. Lines moving swift like the rate in the night. Heavy hitters in this game got the insight. Magic's with the tip, 615 with the hit. Podcast worldwide, see us never miss. Hey.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Pushing the Line Sports. We got the Week 3 NFL preview. We got old Eaglehead over there.
Do you remember the 21st day of September? Happy Earth 95 Day.
That was the day his daddy died, wasn't it?
Nobody ever really knows. They asked them, and they said it just sounded good in the song. So that's the day that they chose.
Okay.
Today is also International Peace Day. So everybody be peaceful today.
Peaceful.
You got silly beefs, or you got anything going on with anybody, call them, tell them you love them, and get it over with.
Nah, we ain't doing that, bro. We fight as soon as the show over.
Oh man, I'm too fighting. My knee hurts. I forfeit. But it's good. Glad to see y'all, man. I got a few things. What up?
I don't have as much as I wanted to have for this show. I didn't have a whole lot of time to research this week, but I started with what I normally start with first, which is the money lines and researching that, and I put the rest of those in last night.
I did today how people do a sermon, so I got a theme. I'm going eye test today. I'm going to give y'all what I see, and I'm going to give y'all the numbers, and we're going to go off at this week. It's NFL Week 3. I don't think consistency starts to after Week 4. So... Before we get started, it was just announced Asia Wilson. She won her fourth MVP. Congratulations to her. What else happened? Juwan Jennings, he just said he was out.
Him and Brock are out.
But that's it on my end. Let's see. We're about to start week three.
I don't hear echo. You should be good. You just probably hear it on your end. I'm glad you said consistency doesn't start till after week three, and that's kind of why I've been holding off on some of my prop plays, because a lot of people are in new systems or new coaching or new players around them, which affects their consistency from what it was last year. So after week three, we ought to be able to judge those a little bit better and get you guys some props.
I just changed something. Didn't mean to.
Tearing stuff up.
That's about it, man.
Oh, college football. How did you fare yesterday on your bets?
I did pretty good. The only one, and I'm not betting on them no more. Clemson. Me and Clemson. We done. And I didn't even bet on them to win. I just bet on the game to go over. That was it. As far as that, everything went how I thought it would go. Really wasn't no surprises for me. I know a lot of y'all are going to be upset because y'all picked Illinois. I got your text message. But, hey, man, I told y'all, Indiana at home, there's no win.
Everything that
immediately,
man, please. Everything that I went over on the show Friday night ended up going 6-4 for plus 2.6 units. So we up on the show, but that one game that I told you that I was wavering back and forth, that Arkansas Memphis game, it went the opposite way. Memphis came out on top.
I was biased. I thought Arkansas would win, but I was rooting for Memphis. So I'm glad they won. It was a hell of a game, by the way. That was a big fumble at the end of the game. That was a hell of a game. It was a good game. My Huskers fell short, but I will say this. They look a whole hell of a lot better than what they did previous season. So I'm proud of how they looked. I figured they wouldn't win. But I'm proud. I'm proud of my team.
So we'll discuss it on the next college show. But with Memphis winning this game, you have to put them at top of the list on the next team in.
Most definitely. I think you gotta put some respect on Memphis now. Gotta put some respect on Georgia Tech too. They kicking ass around here.
Man, I've been telling y'all.
You was big on Georgia Tech because Haynes King is your guy. I've been kind of cheerleading for Vandy. Out of spite for UT fans.
Hey, look, I'm a UT fan, but I'm cheering for Vandy too, man. You got to give it to them. I like what they got going on over there on West End.
Yeah, they look damn good. You got to give it to them. But we about to get in the NFL week three. Got a full slate. The bye weeks have not started yet. The first game on this list, man, let's get straight to it. It's the Packers and the Browns. Unknowing to me, the Packers have won four straight games. Of course, Jaden Reed broke his collarbone. He's out. Tucker Kraft did something to his knee. If you ask four people what happened, they're going to give you four different answers. So the jury's still out on it. I don't know if he's playing. I don't know if he's not. They're saying it's more serious than they thought it was. So if something comes up while we're doing the show.
I'm changing my lineup right now. Oh, he just came off questionable. He is no longer questionable. As soon as I open the app, Tucker Kraft status just improved from questionable to healthy.
Okay. Well,
as soon as I open the app, I'm going to leave him in my lineup then.
So, in this game, you got Josh Jacobs like I do. You got a decision to make. Cleveland allows the fewest rush yards. They're also third in passing defense. They first in run defense. On the other side of the ball, Quinshon Judkins is scheduled to get the bulk of the carries. I'm taking Green Bay. The one thing that had me worried was Jordan Love and his turnovers. He has not thrown an interception in nine straight games. This game is also tied for the largest spread at 7.5.
It's been 7.5 since it opened up. I don't know if it fluctuated and went back to 7.5 or not, but this was the first play that I sent out to my customers this week because, I mean, I figured that the line would move some more, but it never moved. And this line is all about mismatching momentum. You got Green Bay rolling at 2-0. Cleveland is dragging at 0-2 with Joe Flacco already coughing up three picks. Packers defense has been locking down the pass, and the Browns just don't have enough firepower to trade blows with them. I'm picking Packers minus 7.5.
Yeah, I think we're about to see the coach to Kevin Stefanski. He has one coach of the year. I think they're about to test those. I think they're about to test his coaching. Because within the next two or three games, you may see a quarterback change.
A prop you should look at for this game, I just had it pulled up. Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown, he has gotten that 10 of his last 10 games.
Yeah, I'm keeping Josh Jacobs in. I know Cleveland, I know their defense, but I'm still keeping Josh Jacobs in. I see a lot of people that I've just scrolling. They're big on Matthew Golden scoring a touchdown today or having a decent game. So if you want to look at that, checks in the chat. See what y'all got going on.
Hey, this next game we're gonna go over. Most people are probably gonna just look past this game, but I'm very interested in it.
Oh, the Bengals and the Vikings.
Yeah,
The battle of the backups.
Yeah, you got Joe Burrow out for at least 3 months, maybe longer, depending on how he recovers. I'm interested to see how Josh Browning is gonna play. You got J.J. McCarthy. He's getting benched today for Carson Wentz, who was a former first-round draft pick. He's been a journeyman since. But we have seen Kevin O'Connell take your basic quarterback and make them look good. Is this a Carson Wentz comeback time?
Carson Wentz may be the best quarterback he got on his roster. I don't see it with J.J. McCarthy. I didn't see it in college. Me personally, I didn't see it for him to be picked 10th, but he struggled. He had one good quarter, and the rest have all been bad.
He had a good combine.
He went out with that meniscus injury last season, and it just looked like he's kind of behind. He may turn out to be good, but right now I think he's struggling. If Carson Wentz comes in here and he has a rapport with Jefferson and Hockenson, and they also don't have Aaron Jones. He's on IR, so Jordan Mason will be running the rock. I put him in my roster. I also put him for an anytime touchdown. But on the other side, the Bengals' offensive line has finished in the bottom five every year except for one since Joe Burrow has been drafted. Joe Burrow stands in shotgun 90% of the time. The only quarterback in the league that stands in shotgun longer than him is Jaden Daniels, which tells you what they have and what kind of trust they have in the offensive line. The Bengals are averaging a league worst 47 rushing yards per game. If you got Chase Brown, pick them in the second or third round like I did, you got to stick with it. Small did you know, the Vikings have never lost to the Bengals at home.
I did not know that. That is new to me. You got the Vikings limping into this one. Of course, McCarthy's out. Wentz is in. And now Aaron Jones, he just hit IR. So this kills a big part of their run game. Jordan Mason, local kid. I like him a lot, but he is not the same player in the passing game that Aaron Jones is, so the little dink and dunks may not come as much. They might target Tyler Hockenson a little bit more. Hockenson didn't get targeted much last game, which was a surprise to me. I was expecting him to go over 3.5 receptions, but didn't get it. Today might be the day.
Ain't no damn good.
Nope. I mean, the truth is true. The truth is the fucking truth.
I just don't think he the guy.
The truth is the truth. Browning, he's been in this system for a little while. And if you remember, he used to be the backup in Minnesota. So he has a little more motivation to come out and play well in this game and to possibly earn him a starting position somewhere else next year. So this is going to be an audition for him. What can he do in Joe Burrow's absence? And I think he has a little more chemistry that Winston is going to have. I like what the Bengals are doing right now without Joe Burrow. I'm taking the Bengals +3.
Yeah, I like the Bengals to cover, but I think the Vikings will win the game just simply because they're at home, and I think Carson Wentz will have one of those Carson Wentz games. I actually think while McCarthy is on IR, if Carson Wentz comes in here and has a solid three to four good games. He may keep that quarterback spot.
Yeah. McCarthy could use some sitting, some more sitting and watching.
Most definitely, man. Next game. Steelers and the Patriots. This could be a sneaky good game. Mike Vrabel has never beat Mike Tomlin before. With that being said, DK Metcalf has got to get going. The Steelers defense is not the Steelers defense that we used to seeing. So last year, the Steelers let two teams get 30 on them. The first two games of this season, they've allowed 30 points. They do have the least amount of penalties, which is good. The Patriots are NFL worst, 3-15 at home since 2023. Jalen Warren has got to figure out a way to get going. The Steelers are tied for 31st in rushing yards per game with 62 yards per game. Caleb Johnson may be in the doghouse for the play that he made last week on the kickoff. Looks like Jalen Warren is still the guy. But he may lose some of his carries depending on the game well as well. That's something to look for because they got to get the rushing game going because the offensive line ain't holding up too good. And Aaron Rodgers ain't the Aaron Rodgers that he used to be. They've been on his ass.
I told you either last week or the week before, Jalen Warren is not a bell cow back. So I feel you on that Kenneth Gainwell take, and they've got to get the running game going. But Jalen Warren has been deadly out of the passing game.
Yep.
That's where he's making his fantasy points at right now. In this game, you got the Patriots. They're without Christian Gonzalez, which is their top corner. New England also has been sloppy tackling, especially in the linebacker corps. So this could be a problem against a team that needs to come out and make some big plays. Steelers are also banged up. They're without Deshaun Elliott, Alex Highsmith, Joey Porter. So that might open up some things for Stephon Diggs. I like him for over 3.5 receptions. As far as who I like in this game, to me, I think this game is going to be too close to call. I think the spread is -1.5 in Pittsburgh's favor. If I had to lean aside, I think I would take Pittsburgh, but I'm not betting on this game.
Nah, it's one of the most boring games, too. But, I mean, you never know. We thought the Steelers and the Jets would be low scoring. It ended up being a shootout.
Hey, man, every time we think a game is going to be horrible, it turns out to be a good-ass game. So you might click over and look at it here and there.
Absolutely. Our next game.
Oh, real quick. Pat Freiermuth. Over 2.5 receptions.
Okay.
Put that in your parlay. We move on to this next game. Hey, what was that you said? Fire Callahan immediately. I like that, Wayman. Run that.
No, don't fire.
Don't fire.
I'm just playing.
Fire him. He got to stop holding Cam Ward's hand and let that man go.
Well, that's the problem with a lot of these new coaches. They don't know how to coach this caliber of quarterback.
It's not.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's not even necessarily that he don't know how to coach this caliber of quarterback. This man was an offensive coordinator in Cincinnati, never called an offensive play in his tenure there. And he comes and gets the head coaching job for the Titans and decides, oh, I'm going to start calling plays. It ain't as easy as people think it is. This ain't Madden.
No, it's not. And that's the problem. Players make coordinators look good, and then they get head coaching jobs, and they're completely over their head and out of the realm of possibility of being a great head coach. And that's what you got in Tennessee. And when they hired him, I didn't think it was a good hire then. I don't think you did either, if I remember.
No, I was looking for Bobby Slowick, and his ass ain't even got a job.
Right. Houston. But the Titans, as crazy as this sounds, you would think Peyton Manning is still there. They're going against the high-powered Colts.
Indiana Jones.
They got a top-five offense. Rushing and passing. They have not punted the ball yet. They are the first team in the Super Bowl era to do that within the first two games. This is their first 2-0 start since 2009. On the other hand, the Titans, they lead the league in penalties, second worst in converting third downs. Ward has been sacked the league high 11 times. The Titans have drafted offensive linemen after offensive linemen, which is, for whatever reason, it ain't coming together. I don't know what's going on. If it's the wrong people, I don't know. I don't want this kid to get hurt. I think Cam Ward has all the potential in the world to be a great quarterback.
He has the potential. He has the mindset. What he does not have is the coaching. And that is what he does not have. And you know what? On the flip side, on Indiana's side, well, actually, not even Indiana's side, league side. If I am a GM, you are always looking for that next move that is going to help your team, especially leading up to the trade deadline. And then after the trade deadline, you're starting to look for moves that you might make in the offseason to help your team better. If I'm a GM right now, I'm looking at everybody that was in the first three rounds of the Giants that ain't doing shit and seeing if I can possibly get them on my team, because everybody that leaves that team,
man,
goes somewhere else and does good. Prime example, Indiana Jones, Daniel Jones. He is playing lights out right now. And I love to see it because a lot of people, when he went to the Giants and the way they played and how they handled him, thought he was garbage. And now he's showing that he was pretty much worthy of that first round pick. You just got to put him in the right system and let him go.
And people also got to understand his coach, Shane Steichen. He got Jalen Hurts to his first. Jalen Hurts had his best season under Shane Steichen. Passing wise, should I say. They got all the way to the Super Bowl. Hurts was run up MVP that season. So the dude can coach. He can coach offense. If I got a bit for this game, I'm sick. The one thing I hate about Daniel Jones, he's stealing all Jonathan Taylor damn touchdowns. That's what he's doing. I'm putting Jonathan Taylor for an anytime touchdown today. He gets in the end zone today.
I've got him in my anytime touchdown parlay, so I agree with you there. As far as betting the game, I don't. I'm not betting this one. I really didn't look at the spread or anything, but I would probably take the Colts right now, is because the Colts are hot. Cam Ward is still learning. Our line is shaky. There's no point in even thinking we're going to win this game. We might as well see what receiver we can draft next year. The tank is not in, but we hit it there.
But you know what? I like Ridley. I really like Elliot Ayerman.
Yes. Right, yes.
I would have loved for the Titans to get like Tyler Warren or somebody like that. Cheap, respectable.
He okay.
Tyler Warren, I think he can be a game changer. He's healthy. He's playing today. I'm playing him as well.
Another prop I like right here is Calvin Ridley, longest reception over 19.5. If you can still get a 19.5, grab that. They're going to have to pass. The Titans are just one big play away from breaking something right now.
Yeah. And two, it may rain during this game. We'll see. Tony Pollard, as ugly as it looks, he's having a decent season. It just don't look good.
Well, he's getting the bulk of the carries and not having to split because Spears is out. So,
yeah. So he is looking good, man. Hopefully the Titans can pull this thing around. I don't want them to suck forever. I just want them to humble the fans. The fans have been humbled. So now you can go be better. Anyway. This game right here, we got the Rams against my Eagles.
It ought to be a good one.
So you've watched the divisional, and you've watched the game last year. Saquon ran for 460 yards and four touchdowns against the Rams last season. I think the Rams will crowd the box, and I think A.J. Brown will finally have a decent game today. With that being said, you got to pay attention to the refs in this game. I think they're going to be very vigilant with the tush push. We was gonna get into detail with it, but I ain't gonna hold y'all because it's Sunday. I'm leaning towards, I think they should ban the penalties, simply because it does help my team. But if you got to break rules and commit penalties to do it, just let it go. Just don't even do it. Now, if they go in this game today, don't commit no false starts, and you can still run it effectively, I'm all for it.
They will be looking for this closely because the Rams did put in a complaint.
And as they should. You got offensive linemen. If you understand football, the neutral zone is where the football is. The center can be above in the neutral zone where his helmet can be. Nobody else on offense can be in that neutral zone. Nobody in defense can be neutral zone. If you look at these plays, the defense and offensive linemen both in the neutral zone. So it's penalties on both sides, and they're just not being called because it's hard to ref. So we'll see if it has an effect on the game today. I think Jalen Hurts goes over 200 yards passing today. He has not thrown a touchdown yet. I think he's going to throw one AJ Brown. The Rams defense has allowed one touchdown. They left tackle Steve Avila is out today. I think the Eagles pass rush, they're going to try to get out tonight from Stafford. They're going to try to test that back out. Position will be important for both of these teams in the top five and third down efficiency. So forcing three and outs in this game will be crucial. Time of position.
Billy owns the trenches right now. Rams O-line is banged up. Stafford's been getting rid of the ball quick, but he's not going to have clean pockets against this Eagles front. Not at all. One mistake will flip this in the Rams, not the Rams, in the Eagles' direction. Rams secondary is thin. Witherspoon is out. Depth is shaky. And Hurts should finally get this passing game going. You just said it. I actually made a trade in one of my fantasy leagues this past week and picked up A.J. Brown because somebody needed J.K. Dobbins. I'm hoping A.J. Brown finally breaks out. He's due. It's either him or Devontae. Both of them has a situation where they're going to have possibly mismatches today. Now, Barkley.
The crazy part is you can even make a play for Jahan Dotson. He's been playing well. As far as receivers go, I think he's a leading receiver right now.
Might be. Barkley adds balance to this offense. I mean, you got a game where a team where if you shut down Barkley and the pass game goes, then you still have problems.
Yep.
But I don't think they're going to shut down Barkley, as you said earlier. He's ran
if
all over.
If you're in this game and you A1, Saquon Barkley cannot have a good game. You're lending yourself to Jalen Hurts tearing your ass apart.
With a shaky secondary.
So, be mindful of that.
Oh, I am. That's why I took Philly minus 3.5.
I like it. And it's in Philly.
It's in Philly. Lincoln Financial is not a friendly place to visitors. Don't get beat up in the parking lot.
It's not even friendly if you're the home team is struggling. So it damn sure ain't. I've been there. The next game, it's also an intriguing game. We got the Jets and the Bucks. Of course, you've seen Justin Fields is out with a concussion. On the other side, the Bucks offensive line is beat up. Luke Getteke and Cody Maka are both out indefinitely. The Bucks, they have a top five rushing defense. Do with that as you will with Breece Hall. But they allow 235-yard passing yards a game. Tyrod Taylor hasn't played the Bucks since 2017, so there's really no data there that we can give you as far as what we think will happen. I would play Garrett Wilson. I think he's going to target Garrett Wilson if he has time. I would also play Bucky Irvin for an anytime touchdown.
Got him on my parlay.
Absolutely.
Jets are walking into Raymond James Stadium. with Tyrod Taylor on the center and a thin wide receiver course outside of Garrett Wilson. That's why it makes sense to play Garrett Wilson, because who else is he going to throw to? And he's got to throw to somebody. He might get Mason Taylor involved if Mason Taylor is fully healthy. He's been a little banged up. Their defense still has bite, but they're gasping for answers. And after back-to-back losses, you don't know what you're going to get as far as morale back there. Tampa, meanwhile, is they're 2-0. Mayfield playing mistake-free football. Even with the injuries to the offensive line, they've shown resilience and closed out tight games. I like the Buccaneers right here to cover 6.5.
I do too. I know. But Baker Mayfield been playing at an MVP level. It's just the facts, big dog. He's been playing some damn good football. Emeka Ogbuka, he's cleared. He's playing today. Mike Evans is playing today. Chris Godwin is still out, but I seen him and Tristan Wirfs may play next week. So he getting another weapon back.
I mean, the way they're playing right now, you might as well ease them back in. Don't rush them back. Don't rush them back. I wonder
and
what he's going
to do without Jalen McMillan, but he'll be back later on in the season.
I wonder what he's going to start calling Baker Mayfield if they keep winning.
My quarterback.
Okay, because right now it's Baker Landfield.
Yeah, you know what? He ain't said it in a while. He actually going to the Titans game today.
Hold on. Don't he even have him on his fantasy football team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Might be changing his tune a little bit.
So this next game is also intriguing. I got some beef with this next game, too. It's the Raiders versus the Commanders. Jaden Daniels is out with a knee sprain. That's not my beef, although he's my quarterback in like four leagues. My beef is this. Geno leads the league in interceptions, and he's last in QB rating. The Raiders are tagged for next to last in rushing yards per game with 62. Now, you drafted this running back, and you are not using him in whatsoever fashion or form.
This might be the game.
It's also been said, if you watch First Take, if y'all watch First Take this week, Ashton Jeanty just may not be the guy. He didn't run a 40. He didn't do the shuttle. He didn't do the high jump. And they're questioning if he has that it factor at running back, which is what I said because he went to Boise State. He didn't play anybody. And when he did, he had his worst game. And, you know, we was on here. We did our top 10 running backs. And, you know, we tried to tell people.
No. Expectations. No, go ahead and say his name. Smeezy, we tried to tell you.
Temper your expectations. I will say this. If you want to, if you in a league and somebody got Ashton Jeanty and they don't want him, make a trade for him now. Eventually, I think he's talented enough to where he will come around. He will get involved in the game. So if you want him, make a trade for him now. With that being said, Mariota in today. He's a solid backup. Max Crosby, I'm probably going to get a sack today. But I think McLaurin gets involved. I actually have McLaurin scoring a touchdown today. But I think McLaurin gets involved. I think it's safe to play Mariota for 25 yards rushing as well. Who's the favorite?
The favorite is Washington 3.5. Actually, let me see if that's changed anything real quick. Washington. Oh, it's now -2.5. It has changed since I set my plays out earlier in the week.
Okay, we got a question. Hey, guys, do I play DK Metcalf or do I play Emeka Ogbuka? So I say this about DK Metcalf. The Patriots are getting Christian Gonzalez back. You know they're going to put him on DK.
Gonzalez is out, I believe.
I thought he was coming back this week.
My last note said he was out. Let me double check that real quick. He's not listed.
He might be back. He's not listed as being up.
Nope.
Never mind. I see now. It just came in about an hour ago. Christian Gonzalez won't make season debut versus Steelers.
Okay.
If I'm looking at it, shoot, that's a tough one. Ibuka been having a hell of a season. I'm leaning at Ibuka, but my mind is like, DK eventually got to get this thing going.
Eventually. I don't think eventually is enough to put over a back of Ibuka. I mean, it might be today, but do you risk a hot hand?
No, I'm saying what you're saying. You said eventually, and I'm saying, but maybe not today. I'm leaning towards Ibuka because actually he may be the number one option for Tampa Bay.
I say eventually, meaning, yeah, it's going to happen, and it could be today. But do you risk sitting Ibuka, the hot hand, over the potential of it being today? I don't.
I'm leaning Ibuka.
Yeah, me too.
Now, if you
he's finding ways to get involved.
I say like it's like if it's leaning if fantasy football, because you saying do you play, so it's fantasy football. I'm playing Ibuka. If you betting on a parlay for any time touchdown, I would take DK Metcalf. Hell, I'd play both of them.
Look at your flex position. Who you got in your flex position?
Yeah, we going Ibuka on that one. What game was on?
We were on Raiders and Commanders.
Raiders, Commanders, yeah. I think the Raiders can upset them today for some reason.
Well, at the beginning of the season when we did our preview, we had high hopes for Washington after what they pulled off last year. But right now, Washington is cooked. No Jaden Daniels, no Eckler, no wide receiver depth, and right now Mariota's get the keys to this offense with duct tape holding it together.
Yep. Oh, that's the name I meant to bring up. Ja'Cory Kroski, well, Bill Kroski, as you call it.
Bill Cosby. I mean,
He'll be their starting running back today. Me and my friends, we got a group chat. We play touchdown parlays just to see who can win or win the most touchdowns on the parlay. I took him for a touchdown. The reason if Geno, the Chargers got after Geno, they sacked him, they pressured him. If you throw Geno off, he's off. That's why his QBR is what it is. If they can hold up and he has time to throw, that's why I like the Raiders to win or at least cover. He can pick you apart. I like Brock Bowers. I like Jacoby Myers to get involved. Eventually, man, they got to get Genty involved. So we'll see how that one goes.
This is one of those games where I try to tell people all the time, if you're going to bet on the underdog, you want to get your bet in early in the week because the lines usually move depending on what goes on injury-wise. I took this bet at +3 at good odds in the Raiders' favor. Early in the week, it's moved down to -2.5. So if you want to get your value on your money, you got to get the right bet in at the right time. So, yes, I took the Raiders +3.
That worked for me. Speaking of this next game, just came in. Xavier Leggett is not playing today.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, it's the Falcons versus the Panthers. They have alternated wins. So, in theory, it's Atlanta's turn to win since Carolina won last year. The Falcons got a defense. They're second to Cleveland in total defense while allowing the second least amount of passing yards. If you look way down that list, you'll see the Panthers. They are at the bottom of the league in completion percentage, defense, despite Bryce Young. He looks better than how he did when he first started. Pass protection for Young will be key in this game. If you have watched the Falcons, they got two rookies that are getting on the quarterback's ass. And one of them is a volunteer in James Pierce. This defense, they hunt and they young. So I say this. You better get Atlanta while you can.
Last year, Atlanta's problem was is they was not producing any pressure on the quarterback. They did the right thing by drafting high this year on edge rushers, and it has helped. I didn't expect those two to come in and to be as effective as they are, but I did expect them to help. But they're really helping out more than I thought they would.
And I think one of their corners is a rookie too, and he's playing well.
Terrell is out today.
AJ Terrell
is out today. Carolina's been feisty through the air, but they're still a one-dimensional team. Bryce Young and Ted McMillan, they can make plays, but their run game is cooked right now. And the defense is bleeding yards, like you said earlier. They're near the bottom. Atlanta is built for this matchup. Bijan, however you want to say it. He's going to gash this south front, and the Falcons' pass rush will make Young uncomfortable without AJ Terrell even out there. So I am taking the Falcons -4.5. And with Leggett out there, that makes it less of offense they're going to have. So I feel a lot more comfortable about it right now.
Y'all love lotto parlays. I'm going to give you one right here. Bijan Robinson over 100 yards rushing. Kyle Pitts for an anytime touchdown.
I like that they're getting Kyle Pitts involved.
They are.
They are.
They are.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, man. Get y'all out of here. The Texans versus the Jags. The Jags lead the league in rushing as a team, and they are 7th in scoring points per game. And by looking at them, you would not know that. The Jags also lead the league in takeaways and turnover differential. Man, I can't even believe I just said that. Anyway, the Texans are league worst 4 of 18 on third down. C.J. Stroud is struggling because this offensive line is bad. He's just running for his life at this point. He has no help other than Nico. The running game is not the same without Mixon. They just look like a team that's they leaning on their defense is tough as hell. But with that being said, still play Nico. Trevor Lawrence, this is a crazy stat for us that got Brian Thomas Jr. on our team. He has a QBR of 18 when targeting Brian Thomas Jr. And I don't know if you know this. Well, I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen are vibing right now.
I saw that. Yep. Cohen was telling him to put it in his chest, and he waved him off.
Waved him off.
That's wild.
ETN is second in the league in rushing, but this Texans defense, I don't know if they're going to let him get loose like that.
Man, look. The line tells the story on this. The Jags at home land just -1.5. That's about as weak as it gets. Because what is it? You automatically get 3 points on the line if
you're the home team.
If you're the home team. Mm-hmm. -1.5, that's real weak right there. I mean, Houston's front can probably slow down ETN and force Trevor into mistakes. The Jaguars have already coughed up a winnable game with turnovers last week. Then
Cincinnati, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right now, the Texans are 0-2, but they're knocking on the door. And right now, they're in desperation mode. And divisional dogs with urgency tend to cash. -1.5, or should I say +1.5, Texans look good. But I'm picking a full upset. I take the money line, Texans.
Houston.
Yes, sir.
I'll get you an offensive lane. Before you get your franchise quarterback killed.
Oh, it's going to, they traded everybody away.
I know. You traded Laramie Tunsil. Why? I don't know.
Kenyon Green.
I just want you to look at Cincinnati. Cincinnati got one of the best quarterbacks in the game. They can't keep him upright. And that's why he's out for 3 months. He took you to a Super Bowl. C.J. Stroud has took you to the playoffs. Division winner. Go get this man offensive line. Once you get that addressed, I don't know what Tank Dell going to look like when he come back. Nico is a solid wide receiver one. Go get you a wide receiver two.
I forgot the stat, but over the past couple of weeks, C.J. Stroud has targeted the slot a whole lot, which had Justin Watson in that position.
Mm-hmm.
He gets Christian Kirk back today, who is a true slot. So that may help this offense out.
Yeah. So this next game, I didn't write many notes about it.
You don't have to. You know your shit.
It's the Broncos versus – well, the reason that I didn't is because I'm just going to freestyle it because it could go up, it could go down. I really don't know. It's the Broncos versus the Chargers. But the Broncos, for as good as they are, their defense hasn't been as good as we thought it was going to be this year so far. They are 1-5 in their last six road games. Surtain got banged up, but he's playing this week. He gets to play against his old friend Keenan Allen, as he said in the interview. The Chargers got weapons. Jim Harbaugh likes to run the ball. The Chargers are one of the worst teams in running the ball. He's letting Justin Herbert throw that thing.
Or as you like to say, spin it.
He's spinning the shit out of it. Quentin Johnston, Ladd McConkey, Keenan Allen, play all three of them. Amarion Hampton, like we're doing with Ginty, may have to temper your expectations. I think he's a good back. But they put Najee in. Najee looked like Najee. So, I think I would take the Broncos. But then again, the way Bo Nix ain't looking as confident as he did last year. He struggled against the Titans. He played a little bit better. Now I'm changing my mind. I think I'm going to take the Chargers on this
one. I mean, the Chargers are touring on and clicking offensively with Herbert in rhythm. Denver's sitting at 1-1 and still searching for consistency week to week. The Broncos, they lean on J.K. Dobbins to move the chains. But L.A.'s front can stack the box and shut him down if they need to. If Denver has to win through the air, they'll be in trouble keeping pace. I mean, you had Devon Valley traded to the Saints. I mean, Cortland Sutton, he's still doing his thing, but Marvin Mims has been shut down. You don't have a whole lot as far as receivers. Evan Engram hadn't been involved like he was supposed to be involved. Chargers defense isn't perfect without Mac, but they're still better. Yeah. But they're still better at limiting big plays than most people think.
Yeah. Evan Engram is out today.
Yeah. That makes you feel better. I'm taking Chargers minus 2.5. That's where I was already at. So
that's what we're every weekend, of course I got Reds on. I try to watch a little bit of every game, even if I go back and watch the replays or if they come on Thursday, Sunday, Monday, whenever. The Chargers, the Falcons, and the Packers are probably the three best defenses I've seen so far this season. Cleveland is in that too. But it's more so Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett versus Micah Parsons today is going to be something to see. That is going to be something to see.
Seahawks defense ain't slow either.
It's not, but that's what I'm saying. They always play the late game. And I watch them, but I ain't been watching them how I should. And they next, too, the Saints versus the Seahawks. Got some news. I think Zach Charbonnet, he's doubtful to play. I doubt he'll play. Jackson Smith and Jigba, he out.
And Jigba's out?
No, he's not out. I'm saying, okay. I think Zach Charbonnet is out today.
Yeah, I think he is.
Jackson Smith and Jigba got flu-like symptoms last night, and he was questionable, but he said he's playing. He's good to go. As far as Seahawks go, they're tied with the least amount of penalties with 6. The good thing about this game for the Saints, Kamara averages 140 scrimmage yards against Seattle. This game is tied for the largest spread at 7.5, unless it's changed. Taking Seattle.
Before we go into this, on the Saints side, you got Chase Young out. You got Dylan Raiders out. That don't matter. Questionable is Trey Palmer, Devon Valley, and Trevor Penning. One of your offensive linemen, two receivers that you're going to have to depend on, they're out for the Saints. You said Njigba is questionable. Yes, he is. I wonder if it was flu-like system or if he just got a bad piece of ass last night. in their secondary, the rookie Nick Amonwara, he's doubtful. Julian Love is doubtful. Devon Weatherspoon is doubtful. And then you got Zach Charbonnet doubtful. So those are some key players that will affect this game, depending on how you're looking at it. Saints are 0-2 with Spencer Rattler still trying to figure out if he's a starting quarterback. That right there is enough to tell me that I would lean Seattle regardless. I actually did not take a bet on this. No, actually, I think I did take a bet. I did. I took Seattle minus 7.
Kenneth Walker, anytime touchdown.
I did not touch him this week, but I see it.
What's the next game? Oh, how could I forget the Dallas Cowboys? The Cowboys are playing the Bears. The Bears suck. They shouldn't. Their best corner, Jalen Johnson, he's out. It's been rumors that he may be out for the season. The Bears are giving up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Actually, both teams are at the bottom in points given up. Dallas gives up 30 a game. Chicago gives up 39 a game. Dallas is second and third down conversions. Chicago is at the bottom of the league, giving up 148 yards a game rushing. Dallas is giving up the third most passing yards a game with 283. This game has the second highest over under 50.5. Play CD, play Pickens, play Roma Dunze, play DJ Moore. Play them all. Yeah, play Jake Ferguson.
Do not play DeAndre Swift.
I was just about to say, he's horrible. Don't play him. He can't find a hole. I don't know. I don't even know if he got children.
He's banged up right now too.
Yeah, leave his ass out. Everybody expecting this game to be high scoring. You know how that go. It could go the other way. We'll see.
Early in the week when we start putting the notes together. For y'all that don't know, we put all the matchups in there, and it has the spreads and everything, and then we make our notes separate where each other can't see it. Now, when we started making notes, Chicago was favored, -1.5, which was on Monday. It is now Sunday, and the Cowboys are favored, -1.5. So the line has moved. If you had caught that and you wanted to take the Cowboys early in the week, that would have been the perfect slot to do it. Cowboys offense don't look horrible.
Hell no, it don't.
They don't look horrible. Dak is actually playing a little bit better than I thought he was going to play this year. You have a Bears defense that's still trying to figure out their identity because they're running a new scheme this year with the whole new coaching staff. Caleb Williams, he still hadn't made that jump that he needs to make, but he looks like he's trending towards it. So, therefore, it might be a high-scoring game. Roma Dunze, if you played him last week in your fantasy league, you probably lost. Was it last week or was it the week before? I think it was last week.
He had a hell of a game last week. He had over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. You might have lost that one if you were playing him. I think this is going to be a good game, but I'm leaning Dallas Cowboys. The Bears are still learning.
I am too. Let me give you two little tidbits that I didn't write down in my notes. CeeDee Lamb does not have a touchdown yet. I would play him for an anytime touchdown.
He's on my parlay.
He's the guy that makes the money. He's the guy that's going to get the points. kind of a revenge game. Matt Eberflus is the Cowboys' defensive coordinator. He's probably going to blitz Caleb Williams and speed him up so he can make a bunch of bad decisions. Trayvon Diggs is out today. They may put Deron, I'm pretty sure they will, they may put Deron Bland on Roma Dunze.
Which leaves DJ Moore open.
DJ Moore could be the one that had a good game today. But John said Roma Dunze anytime touchdown. I like
that's,
it.
But that's possible.
It may be a DJ Moore game today. Next game up. The Cardinals versus the 49ers practice squad. Whoever is in charge of training and conditioning for the 49ers need their ass fired. This shit is insane. Brock Purdy's out. Kittle's out. Ayuk is out. Jennings is out.
The Turner's out. Williams.
Yeah, he may as well be out. It's just, man, they just over there just going through shit. The 49ers have lost their last two to the Cardinals. The Cardinals got to get James Conner involved. He's averaging 36 yards a game. He's a starting running back. Trey Benson has been a better running back on the team. Take that for what you work, for what you want. A big majority of that is he had that big 50-some yard run. Mac Jones ain't a bad quarterback. Matter of fact, Mac Jones is the reason why we picking Brian Thomas in the first and second round this season, to be honest.
I was just about to say that.
Play Christian McCaffrey, play Trey McBride, play Marvin Harrison Jr., although you never know what you're going to get. McCaffrey, anytime touchdown, you're going to play that anyway. Ricky Pearsall may be the key to this game. I think Ricky Pearsall has a good game today.
Of course, he just told y'all Purdy was ruled out. So that kind of flips this whole matchup. Mac Jones is solid, but he's not the same. He doesn't have the same mobility, chemistry, or late game juice that Purdy has. The Cards have been starting hot both weeks, and their defense is sneaky better than people think. I like the Cardinals plus 2.5. The line now is minus 1.5, but early in the week, they were giving they had San Francisco favored by 2.5 points.
I like it. I'm gonna ride this hot hand. And the only reason why is because I just don't. You never know what Kyler Murray gonna give you, man. Got all the talent in the world, but you just never know.
He back on Call of Duty.
Is gonna figure out a way to win this game somehow. Shit, I don't know how. 2017 49ers. They'll figure it out. Sunday night football game. For whatever reason, I'm not saying that they're wrong. A lot of people are saying that the Giants are going to upset the Chiefs. I ain't there yet. I can see why they saying it. We going to see. Patrick Mahomes is the Chiefs right now. He's averaging 60 yards rushing a game. He has more rushing yards than Jahmyr Gibbs. That's saying a lot. The Chiefs have never beat the Giants on the road before. Xavier Worthy is out. Malik Nabers is on an absolute tear. He's putting himself in the realm of when you draft him next season. I can see people picking him up there with C.D. Jefferson. Jamar Chase. He's up there. Do y'all trust Kyler Murray? No, that's what I was saying. You can't. Every time he got all the potential in the world. He got a weapon in Marvin Harrison Jr. He got a weapon in Trey McBride. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. Something ain't clicking. So do I trust him? No. Do I think he can have a good game? Yes. Would I put him for 25 yards rushing? Yes. Where was I? Oh, Malik Nave. Malik Nave is leading the league in receiving yards and targets, as he should. The Giants have the number one passing game in the league. We all know why. Russell Wilson lit up the Cowboys. Mahomes has only played the Giants once in his career. And this stat was mind-blowing. Patrick Mahomes is in the bottom five of completion percentage. With that being said, I'm not ready to say the Giants going to beat the Chiefs. I can't see the Chiefs going 0-3. If they lose this game, panic mode is on 10. It's DEFCON 5. But I think the Chiefs going to win this game.
Look at how the Giants played the Cowboys. They almost pulled that game out.
Sure.
You got a Chiefs team whose line is depleted because they had to give Trey Smith all that money. Joe Thuney's gone. They don't really have anybody else. Hollywood Brown is their number one receiver right now. Juwan Taylor.
Still going offsides every damn other play.
He is a walking penalty. He is a walking penalty. Mahomes receiving core. What's first name?
You know that's how bad they are. You don't even know their names. That's how bad they are.
You got Travis Swift. You got Travis Swift. Kelsey. I mean Kelsey.
Yeah,
Travis Swift.
I got you.
He's on the back end of his career. He's got a lot going on off the field. Not bad stuff off the field, but enough that's distracting while you're on the back end of your career. You still got Rashee Rice out. You got Xavier Worthy out. Hollywood Brown, who is an undersized deep threat, is your number one receiver. And if you know Patrick Mahomes, he's not a deep ball thrower. Now, they gotta figure out a way to move the ball.
It's two different Thorntons. It's a Tyquan Thornton and it's a Deontay Thornton. Which one they got?
They got Tyquan, who was drafted drafted out of Baylor by the New England Patriots. He has over 100 air yards receiving this year. So I did say that he's not a deep ball thrower, but he's been throwing the deep ball to Tyquan.
He has. So you think the Giants going to win?
This one was still too close for me to call. I haven't put in a bet yet. I was leaning -6.5 on the Chiefs, but I keep wavering. So right now I'm kind of scared. I was looking at like a 27-14 Chiefs victory, but I ain't made my decision. I still got some time to think.
I'm taking the Chiefs. I just don't see it. Yeah, the Chiefs. Okay. Last game, I think this is – we all thought this may have been a Super Bowl preview for last year.
It's not looking so much like it right now.
Nah, it ain't. Lamar is still Lamar. The Lions versus the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is 22-2 against the NFC and has never thrown an interception on Monday Night Football. Jared Goff and Lamar Jackson, they tied for touchdown passes. They both got six. Both teams are averaging over 30 points a game. Baltimore's averaging 40 points a game, which is nuts. The highest over-under we've seen so far, I believe, they have it at 53.5. One bad thing about Baltimore, Derrick Henry leading the league in fumbles. That's not normal. I think that'll get fixed. He had a bad game last week. An awful game against Cleveland. I think he has a much better game. I look for Jahmyr Gibbs to get in the passing game. I think this game may hit that 53.
Well, the over-under opened up at 52.5 on Monday. And it's creeped up a point. So that lets you know that they're expecting this to be a high-scoring game. A prop that you can look at that has been very consistent and it coincides with the thinking of this high scoring game. It's at about minus 200 on odds right now, but Lamar Jackson over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Throw that in your parlay because it's been money.
Yeah, I don't know what Lamar got going on right now, but he just locked in. He in a zone, and he ain't coming out of it. He just the best player in the league right now.
If I had to choose a bet right now, which I'm not, because I'm going to wait till Monday to put in my bet on this game, I would probably take the Lions plus 4.5 right now, because everybody's been in a shootout with the Ravens. Mm-hmm. It's been close.
Yeah. Last time the Ravens played the Lions, they beat the hell out of them. The Lions, their defense is pretty much full strength. I think they're going to hang with the Ravens, but I think the Ravens will win. Lamar's Lamar. I think Rashad Bateman may have a decent game because Zay Flowers, he's been on a tear. I can see this being 34-31, something like that around those lines. Play Jahmyr Gibbs. Play Amon-Ra. The Ravens are missing Matt Ebuike. He's not playing this game. Yep. One of their defensive linemen. So that'll be big.
I'm glad you said his name.
Justin Matt Ebuike.
Yeah, I can't say that.
But, yeah, man, Lamar is Lamar. And I be telling people all the time, Lamar Jackson is so good that he's probably the only quarterback that you could actually consider drafting in the first round of fantasy football. He that good.
So I'm gonna give y'all my anytime touchdown parlay for this week. You can play them as singles, you can play it as parlay, do what you want. But I got Bijan Robinson, Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, CeeDee Lamb, Bucky Irvin, Derrick Henry, and Jahmyr Gibbs.
I give you a lot of them. T. Higgins. DK Metcalf, Jonathan Taylor, AJ Brown, all anytime touchdown.
Yeah, I got 23 minutes to get your bets in.
23 minutes to get your bets in a WNBA conference semi. Well, it's not conference because it's only one. Semifinal start today. Asia Wilson, I told you she won her fourth MVP. Bam Adebayo actually brought her the trophy. That was cool. If I ain't mistaken, I think the Mariners and the Astros are playing for first place in their division. Keep that in mind. I know ain't nobody watching it. But
so as soon as football started, I stopped watching baseball.
Yeah, ain't nobody paying no goddamn attention to baseball, but – that's what we got going on, man. WNBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. I believe they have how many games? They got about 5 or 6 games left for the playoff start. We'll get to that when we get to it. In 2 weeks, NBA preseason starts. But for now, it's NFL football season. Put your bets in. Have fun. Follow us for more info. College football has been great. NFL has been great. Fantasy football has been great. If you win in bets, that's been great. Also, before we get out of here, one bet that I want y'all to play. It rarely, if ever, hits. A passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown for both teams. Play that on the Lions and the Ravens.
Okay. You mentioned our shows. Currently, our college football show, every pick that I have given out on the college football show is currently 23-9, and we are up 13.4 units on the season, which is 36.36% return on investment.
I mean, your ass need to be listening to what the hell he tell y'all to do.
Sometimes.
Next week. I don't know how far Illinois going to drop because they 63-10 is an ass whooping, but they play USC. Right now, they are both ranked. The rankings are not out yet. Ohio State plays Washington, two undefeated teams. I don't know if we'll go over that. We will go over LSU Ole Miss. You got Auburn playing Texas A&M. Sneaky game. Indiana playing Iowa. Tennessee is playing an undefeated Mississippi State in Starkville. And the big two, you got Alabama, Georgia. You got Oregon, Penn State. So we'll pick anywhere from 5 to 8 games to go over. And we'll give you the analysis. And we'll see y'all Friday, Thursday?
Friday. I don't think I'm in jeopardy of having to go out of town this week. But if for some reason I am, we'll try to move the show to Wednesday or Thursday. It might be a late night show, though.
We'll give y'all the update on me and T. We are battling each other today in the Pushing the Line Fantasy Football League. We'll keep y'all up to date on that.
I ain't going to update you. He going to beat me today.
I don't know. We'll see. I've been good. I've been playing well, but people, they get on, they play me, and they just get on their career high horse, and they just go on.
Yeah. Hopefully I get a career high horse today.
That's it. We'll see y'all next week, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm about to go get something to eat and watch these games and put some more bits
on. Speaking of something to eat, I'm going to be late for kickoff because I need to go find me a fried fish sandwich at Antioch. Who opened the day to got one?
Is that truck open? Is it Ed's?
Ed's don't open on Sunday. Ed's don't open on Sunday.
You may have to make your own.
Bones Fish and Moore's closed. Chad ain't helping me out.
I don't think none of them live in Antioch. You got Shelbyville, Hendersonville, Laverne.
Man, every last one of them come through. They come through Antioch all the damn time.
Nah, we don't fuck around out there. We bougie.
Don't start that. Well, I'm going to find me a fish sandwich. I appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. We'll let you know the schedule, and we'll get at it.
Have a good day.
Got your bankroll rising like the early morning sun. From parlays to straight plays, we stunt, twist the stats, breaking news all for the game. In this world of vibes, we reign. Lines moving swift like the way in the night. Heavy hitters in this game got the insight. Magic's with the tip, 615 with the hit podcast worldwide.